John 13, Jesus is speaking in verse 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Of course, we realize that he's talking here not just about a feeling, but about action. He's talking about the agape love, the kind of love that sees others as valuable and precious, the kind of love that seeks the best for someone else. That's what Jesus did, and that's what he commands us to do. And it's not a suggestion, but it's a commandment, isn't it? A new commandment I give to you, that you love as I have loved you. So that's our example, the way that we're to operate in our relationships with other people, as Jesus loved us, as he forgave us, as he blesses us, as he helps us. That's our example. Now turn to Matthew chapter 18. We'll read a parable that he gave. Matthew 18, 21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Now, whether that is translated 70 times 7 or 77, it's a lot of times, isn't it? Especially if it's in one day, which is the idea that can be got out of the Greek. In one day, that's a lot of times. I'm sure Peter thought he was, and most of us would think we were really going the second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh mile. If we said, well, we'll forgive them seven times, that'd be quite a lot, wouldn't it? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but think about it. How many of you have had somebody do the same thing to you, trespass against you, do you dirty seven times? Well, you may have. Betty's shaking her head. But probably most of us, unless we think of our husband or wife or children or pet or something, most of us don't have somebody do the same thing to us even seven times. Isn't that correct? I mean, that would be quite a few times to forgive someone, wouldn't it? Seven times is a lot. I think it's a lot. Don't you think it's a lot? Peter thought it was a lot, but Jesus cut him short and said, no, 70 times seven. In other words, Peter, you got the whole wrong idea about this. There's not supposed to be some limit, even a limit that you think is high. Just set it way up there. And I'm sure that Jesus wasn't just saying, all right, 70 times 7, that's the absolute maximum. I'm sure he was just giving a figure that blew Peter away, so to speak. Something that made all the disciples think, oh, he's talking about unlimited. And really, when you think about it, especially in one day, 490 times somebody doing something against you, the same thing is the same as unlimited, isn't it? So that's what Jesus had to say. Verse 23, therefore the kingdom of heaven is like, God's rule is like. This is the way God's operation is like. A certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants, and when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. Now that is millions of dollars in today's value. Millions of dollars. We're talking big bucks. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. That's just a few dollars, several dollars, but just a few dollars, really. Under $20. One of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. Sounds reminiscent of what he said, doesn't it? Or what was said to him, rather. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me and I will pay you all. That's exactly what he said when he was in trouble, wasn't it? And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he'd called him, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him